This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Norwegian writer Per Pedersen won the coveted Impact Dublin Award for fiction this year against such competition as Cormac McCarthy and Salman Rushdie. The novel that brought Pedersen that prize is called Out Stealing Horses. It's been translated by Anne Bourne, and Alan Chews has a review.
Here's Pedersen's story. At the turning of the new millennium, a 67-year-old businessman named Trond Sander, 3 years a widower, has taken to living in a spare cabin in the northeast region of Norway along the Swedish border. A wild river runs nearby. One summer, long ago, he and his father, with help from neighbors, felled some trees and floated them downstream to a Swedish sawmill. Trond tells us that was the last summer he saw his father, a quiet hero of the Norwegian resistance against the occupying Nazis. Years later, because of a chance encounter with a neighbor, Trond's mind carries him back to that fateful time for most of the course of this simple and effective novel about fathers and sons, boyhood and adulthood, work and play. The play part gives the book its title, Out Stealing Horses, as Trond describes how he and his pal John, a friend from the other side of the river, make off with the horses of a local landowner and ride them to the edge of his corral. Less playful is the affair we see taking shape between Trond's father and his pal John's mother. Stunning is how I have to describe the moments when we learn that one of John's young twin brothers has taken the older boy's hunting rifle and hit the other in the heart at close range. That's the effect of Per Pedersen's award-winning novel. It hits you in the heart at close range.
The novel is called Out Stealing Horses. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia, and he is editor of the new anthology, Seeing Ourselves, Great Stories of America's Past.